1 John 5:4. And the scripture is, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And I want you to keep that word in mind, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So just to give a little introduction, is that anything that we can overcome in this world spiritually is through our faith. So let's be grateful and thank the Lord for the faith that we have. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And it is our faith. If we can overcome anything spiritually in this world, it's due to our faith. And we need to be grateful for that. So the title of our lesson tonight is Overcoming Our Circumstances. And overcoming our circumstances. In order to overcome, we must rise above them. And the only way to do that is to trust the Lord. So as human beings, we all undergo circumstances, some good and some trying ones, not so good. So in Psalm 69:1-3, I was reading, and I'm not going to read all of that. I'm not going to read that scripture, but it would be good if you would read it. But it is the account of David. I mean, he was sought after by enemies, and he was running and having to hide and to protect himself. So that scripture, so the scripture says, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. So there's times that David's very life is in danger and threatened by enemies, by dangerous situations that he has to encounter. But we can feel the tremendous suffering as we read this, that David's going through because of his trying circumstances. We can feel that. We can see it. He says, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I mean, it's a terrible situation, terrible circumstances, and he's being tried by this, even so much that he says, I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. He can't even stand there, and I am come into deep waters where actually the floods overflow me, and he calls on the Lord. He knows that that's his help through his faith. He can't overcome this alone. He needs the Lord. And, you know, I want to stress at the outset of this lesson that that's where we get into difficulty many times, is that we focus so much on the circumstances and not the God of the circumstances. And we take our eyes off of him. And that's where we sink. That's where the waters overflow us. That's where we get stressed. Although trying circumstances are unavoidable, don't ever forget that God has a purpose in everything he allows to come our way. You're his child. He has a purpose. God loves us all that much that the circumstances that he allows to come our way, he knows what they are, and he has a purpose in them. He's trying to help us to grow and to be strong in him, to grow spiritually. It is his plan for us to trust him through difficult times so that we grow stronger in our faith, just as David did. Yes, God does allow trials for our growth, but with the trials, he gave us an example of how to deal with these not so desirable circumstances And that's through Jesus, who overcame the trials of this world, which set us up as Christ followers to be able to overcome our personal trials as well. He set the example. He set it up for us. He made that possible. We are meant to be overcomers. Jesus rose up, the overcomer of everything that life throws at humanity, so that we can also rise above our own storms and circumstances. And life in Christ as a believer empowers us to rise above our painful and hurtful circumstances, to rise up to victory in the Lord because of the Lord. What a blessing we have. We cannot get through our storms focused on our circumstances. Get that. If you're focused on your circumstances, they're going to grow bigger. If we want to be overcomers, we have to change our focus. Our focus cannot be on the circumstances. This type of focus, focusing on the circumstances, is a dangerous thing. We can get emotionally attached to our circumstances, which leads us into wallowing in self-pity. This happens when we take our eyes off of the Lord and focus on our circumstances instead of God. Believers have it's a simple choice. I mean, everything's made possible for us, but to us as believers, it's just a simple choice to make. We choose sometimes to be angry, and we choose the other route to wallow in self-pity, or we choose to put our focus on the Lord and learn how to rise above and live above our circumstances, knowing that God has a plan to use these trials for his honor and also to benefit us. He has a plan for this. He's not trying to hurt us. He's trying to help us. He looks beyond the surface. He looks to the very important. Changing our focus sets us up for victory. However, the victory of overcoming requires spiritual discipline. And that is something, sometimes sad to say, where spiritual laziness comes in. It's right there for us. It's at our fingertips. All we have to do is call on the Lord and ask him, Lord, what help me? Help me to put my focus on you. Help me, Lord, not to get sidetracked. And we fall into spiritual laziness. And we do everything except what we're supposed to. And that's why we end up in trouble. And we do not become overcomers. We become overcome by the difficulties. So it does require spiritual discipline to change our focus and our circumstances to focusing on our attention to God and his plan. It takes a spiritual discipline. The danger is lingering and giving in emotionally to the situation you're going through at hand. When a bad circumstance comes up or a bad situation, we should not linger there. We already know what to do as a believer. We know what the Lord would have us to do. And if we linger there, we bring much pain and suffering on ourselves. If we would just focus on what God's will is, what God's plan is, and focus our attention on him rather than just on the circumstances and just becoming consumed with what we're going through. That's selfishness. In every circumstance, we ought to be reaching out and saying, okay, Lord, how can I overcome this? How can this make me a better Christian? What can I do for you? The danger is staying there. Don't give in emotionally to the situation you're going through. This blinds us spiritually So it's difficult to see clearly through the eyes of faith. You get blinded if you linger there and stay there. You get focused on everything about that's going on in that circumstance instead of seeing God through all of it. Look through the eyes of faith to see that the Lord knows where you are, what circumstances He's allowing, and just say, Lord, take this and make me a better Christian for you. Make me a better person. Make me what you want me to be. To rise above circumstances, you must depend on God's power, not your human reasoning and human understanding, not man's ability. This is the only way to experience spiritual stability. In order to depend on God, we must be convinced first that He is in complete control over every circumstance, even in our trials. He is working all things to accomplish His good purpose in our life. And you know what? If we are convinced of that, there's a victory right there, because we're going to rely on Him. We're going to trust Him to bring us through. We're going to seek and persevere to be an overcomer and to overcome whatever this circumstance is, to be and fulfill what God's plan is for our lives. It is comforting to know in trials that nothing can touch a believer's life unless the Lord allows it. That's a blessing, isn't it? Just to know that. Don't just know it in your head, but know it through faith. Know it in your heart. He has complete control even in our most difficult circumstances. Another blessing. Not only does He know our trials and that the trial has to come through Him before it comes to us, but the most comforting thing is that He's in control. And that's why David called out for God to help him when he felt out of control. Have you ever felt like, oh, I don't have any power over this thing. I don't have any ability to change this or to make it better. But just to say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to put it in your hands and I'm going to trust you because I know you're in control. And I know for this to come to me, and for me to be going through this, Lord, that you have a purpose to make me what I ought to be and to help me to grow stronger in you. David knew God was able to help him. Through it all, remember, we're being held firmly in our Father's loving hands, and His good purpose is being worked out in our life by none other than God Himself. What more do we need? What more encouragement do we need than that? Yes, there's going to be circumstances throughout life, situations that just seem impossible to overcome, but they're not impossible for God. God knows exactly what He's doing. He's never out of control. Sometimes we can only focus on a change of circumstances. We cannot be content. It's not that we love difficulty. No, nobody does. We don't like the difficult times. But there's a time that we have to recognize that we can't change this, and that God must have a purpose in it. So we turn it over to the Lord. And when we go through times like this, we should not be praying for a change of circumstances. We need to tightly hold on to God and trust Him to work things out according to His purpose. We need to allow God to finish the work in His time and in His way. That takes contentment. And without faith, it's impossible to be content in times that you're not comfortable and things are quite bad. But with God, we can. Let's look at Paul's time in prison. Let's look at that. You think that was a comfortable time? No, That was not a comfortable time. Who wants to be in prison? But it proved to be a benefit for the gospel. Logically, incarceration should have been a hindrance to his ministry, but it had opposite effects because God was in it. During that time, remember, Paul was guarded by many Roman soldiers, and each new shift gave him the opportunity to explain the gospel to his audience or his. They had no other choice, but they were there, and he had that opportunity. So instead of Paul complaining, the Lord made him content. And he trusted God in a horrible circumstance. And what did he do? He rose above it, and he served a higher purpose than focusing selfishly on himself. He knew he was in a bad place, but he was about God's work, and he did not focus on himself. He was content, even though in prison, because he knew that had to come through, pass by the Lord before him. Our circumstances can drive and direct our life unless we learn to live above them. I'm going to read that again. I jotted that down today, and it really spoke to me. Our circumstances can drive and direct our life in a wrong way unless we learn to live above them. That is the only way to get a victory, is to trust God to help you to live above it. And how do you do that? By focusing on the Lord. Take that bad circumstance and know that God's in control. And say, Lord, help me to be my best for you. Lord, let me be the best that I can be for you in this circumstance. Satan uses circumstances as an effective temptation strategy to paralyze and to hinder our walk with God unless we have our whole heart focused on him and not the circumstances. I'm going to read that one again. Satan uses circumstances as an effective temptation strategy to paralyze our walk with God unless we have our whole heart focused on him. That's so true. Our circumstances may look like there's no hope of anything good coming out of this, or that could benefit anybody, or my future, or anybody else. But we can trust God because he holds our future. So we have no concern. We should have no concern to worry about our future because God holds it. God knows it. God has plans for us to prosper. The scripture tells us that. And you know what? That is our biggest weapon against the evil one, is God's word. Of course, knowing the Lord in your heart, and then knowing God's word and keeping it very real in your life. We can rest in the fact that God's plans will come about in his way and in his time. So why should we fret? Why should we worry about tomorrow when God already knows it? He holds it. He knows it. Whatever circumstances we go through, our focus needs to be on God and not on the circumstances. This is the only way that we will ever be overcomers. This is the only way we'll ever rise above the circumstances and the trials of life. We need to ask the Lord to help us learn every lesson when we're going through a circumstance or a trial, whatever's going on. We need to ask him to help us to learn every lesson, not to miss a point that he has for us when going through these difficult circumstances, because he has a plan. The only way we're going to miss it is if we're grumbling and we're complaining and we're not going to be content. We're always focusing on getting out of it, you know, wanting a change of circumstances instead of saying, God, if this is your will, I accept it. And I ask you for your mercy and your grace to help me and to help me to learn what I need to learn. We do this by asking the Lord, instead of changing our circumstances, to help us to trust him to change our perspective of it. What has God got planned for me in this situation? What is he trying to teach me? And Lord, I know that some good can benefit here spiritually, even to other people. As if I handle things correctly, it's going to affect other people in a right way. We must learn how to look above our circumstances and not be taken in by the lies they suggest to us about God's unfairness. Grumbling, complaining, accusing. Why do I have to go through this? Why am I facing this difficulty? This is not fair. Instead of that shows that your love for God and your faith is indeed of great perfecting. And that's what God's trying to do. He knows it. And he knows what he's trying to do. After all, if we are his children, we have the power and the ability to keep our eyes fixed on him and his truth rather than being distracted by the circumstances, no matter what they are. When we set our eyes on the Lord, we are elevated above our circumstances. Think about that. Can you think about it like an eagle flying over? Oh, just think about that eagle looking down on everything. What a blessing. But when we set our eyes on him, we are elevated above our circumstances. We become strong because God empowers us. Since our Father is an overcomer and we are hidden in him, so we can become overcomers too. It's by choice. It's by choice how we deal with situations and how things affect us. We can learn, or we can be brought down. We can wallow in self-pity, or we can gain from it. We can learn from it. In closing, there's three challenges to living above your circumstances. The first challenge is to focus on the Lord and not your circumstances. The answer is not to escape your circumstances, not to be discontent with it, but to want to learn, because you know that God has a purpose in it. He loves you and me, and he has a purpose in what he's trying to teach us. So the answer is not to run away, not to try and escape this particular circumstance, but to be still and know that he is God and that he is in control. And the answer is not to complain, it's to be content, not to complain. Because if you know God's in control and that he has your best welfare at heart, that you don't have any reason to complain. And the answer is not to blame God or to blame others, because you are in a certain circumstance. When you focus on Christ instead of the circumstances, he lifts the veil and you can see circumstances in his perspective, in his light, not from the human way of viewing it. Not, you know, what if Paul had viewed his circumstances in jail and said, "This is such a terrible situation. No good can come from this. There's no hope in this." What if he had done that? Those Roman soldiers would not have heard the truth. The Lord's truth was presented to men who needed to hear it. And then negative circumstances are now seen as opportunities if you put your focus on God rather than the circumstances. Negative circumstances are now seen as opportunities, just like Paul. What can I do in this circumstance? What can I do for the Lord? What can I benefit the Lord? What can I do here rather than complain? And negative circumstances are seen now as a privilege rather than a burden. You know, when we become Christians, we enter into his sufferings. There are times that, you know, we can be ridiculed, we can be criticized, you know, and I mean, we have nothing to complain about. We're not martyrs. Look at all the martyrs in Fox's Book of Martyrs. If you've never read any of those, I've mentioned it before. It's very humbling and it's a challenge. If we think our circumstances are bad, we really don't know what all these people went through. But the Lord helped them and enabled them. Then the second challenge is to focus upon the sovereignty and the power of God rather than the ability of man, because man will try to fix things up in human reasoning and try to help you to figure out a plan to get out of it and to take the path of least resistance. And if we don't have to suffer, if that's not God's plan for us, then thank the Lord. You know, sometimes he allows us to have a smooth ride, and that's good. That's wonderful. You thank the Lord for it. But we become spoiled sometimes in those good times. And then when we are called on to face other challenging circumstances, we find out that we're more spoiled than what we thought we were. So we need to focus upon the sovereignty and God's power rather than man's ability. Because you know what? A safety net here is that in God, he's always in control. Men who are ungodly try to control us and try to tell us what to do. Thank the Lord they're not the final say over us, but God is. So focus upon God's ability. When things are going all haywire around us and it looks like what in the world is going to happen next, we can trust God because he is all powerful and he is in control. And then the third challenge is to focus on the spiritual outcome of the circumstance and not the personal pain and inconvenience that we're going through. Just pray and say, "Lord, I know that you've allowed this, so there's got to be something good that's going to come from this, even if it's just in my spiritual life to make me closer to you." What better blessing could we have than to be where God wants us to be with him? And then, think about this, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And this can go back to the second challenge on the ability of man. Sometimes man does things for impure motives. But you know what? This is a scripture, and it says, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And it's sad to look around and see that these evangelists and a lot of people that do all these big things, it's not for God. They're not lifting up God. They're doing it in their own strength, and they're drawing attention and glory to themselves. And it's so sad that their eyes have been darkened because their focus is not on God. It's on themselves. And they make life easy for themselves. So we need to always be aware that whatever we do, that we need to make sure that the Lord is lifted up. Because if we lift him up, then he can draw others to himself. And, you know, how do we know that we can be overcomers and not live? You've probably heard the old saying, you ask somebody, well, how are you doing? And they'll say, oh, I guess I'm doing all right under the circumstances. Well, you know what? When we have the Lord in his proper place in our heart, if when we're giving him our whole hearts, then we're not going to be under those circumstances. Yeah, they may be difficult, but we know that he has allowed it for a reason, and we're going to trust him to work out that purpose and that plan. So we know that we can become overcomers. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God. If you are of God, this is to you. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, the world, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is our path to overcoming. And if you're an overcomer, you know victory through the Lord. So there's a lot of truth packed in this short lesson tonight. And I pray that we would all be able to say that I am an overcomer through the Lord. And the scripture I started out with was, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, I'm sorry, I went back too far. I'm so sorry. The scripture that I started out with was 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What? Our faith. Even our faith. So we need to rise above the things that defeat us, the things that discourage us. We need to be in God's mind at all times. We do not need to be caught off guard. And we need to love the Lord with our whole hearts. And we need to trust the Lord to bring us through the most difficult of circumstances and to draw out of it what God would have us to learn. And if we do that, we'll be seeing things from God's perspective and not our own. And that is dangerous when we see it from our own perspective. We'll never understand it the way God does. So that's where our faith comes in. And if you love God tonight, you can be an overcomer. He's already made it possible. We have everything already done for us. We just need to make the right choices.